We're following news out of France.
Last night and again today, people around the world are holding vigils to mourn the loss of the 12 people killed in the attack of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. Meanwhile, the hunt continues today for two of the three suspects, and investigators are still trying to piece together what happened in those minutes where 12 people were shot dead. Journalist and filmmaker Luc Herman shares an office building with the new staff of Charlie Hebdo. His Paris TV production company is Première Ligne. It's just down the hall, and he rushed to the scene minutes after the shooters escaped. He joins us now from Paris. Luc, you are watching very carefully as an interested party, but also as a filmmaker. What's transpiring now? Where are you at this point? And tell us what you know.
So I'm in the center of Paris. I'm just outside the Justice Department and Police Department. I have just been questioned by the anti-terrorist units, as all our staff have been. We've been collaborating fully. And I spent the entire day with our reporters and production people. Fortunately, no one from our company was injured. But yes, you're right. We do share the same floor with Charlie Hebdo. And our journalists were the first to, as they were escaping, trying to escape the building, filmed the dramatic pictures that you have probably, and your listeners have probably seen on television since yesterday. Our crew filmed the pictures of the two fighters, the two gunmen firing at the police forces in the streets, and these were pictures taken by our team. Two of our reporters were also the first to get in the newsroom of Charlie Hebdo. And they told me of a devastating scene of many people dead with bullets in their heads, a lot of blood. And they started right before the police and the emergency services arrived on the scene. They started helping some of the wounded people. So there's quite a state of shock after this brutal attack. And I can say a major attack on the freedom of speech, freedom of the press in Paris in broad daylight yesterday.
Well, this is the kind of scenario I assume that the investigators, the police who are talking to you today, specifically want to know about. What can you tell us about the questions they asked and the information that you and your colleagues could provide?
There were extremely simple questions of what happened, where, what time, and if our people, since I was not exactly present during the shooting, if our people had seen the attackers who had their faces covered. So it's a basic investigation, and we've collaborated fully. It was pretty short, our staff has mainly spent some time with the emergency units and the psychological units to help them with this very well-known post-traumatic syndrome disorder. People are really in terrible shock. They heard very, very heavy fire of automatic rifle for really long minutes, and it was just behind the door of our production company on the same floor of Charlie Hebdo. But then again, no one was injured in our company, and our thoughts are really with the families and the relatives of the Charlie Hebdo staff.
Of course. And did you and your staff at any time, especially the staff that was there at the time this happened, were you concerned that it might also spread to your office building at any point?
Yes. So we're the same building. We're in the same corridor. So their fear was, I was on the scene 30 minutes after the event. Their fear, I was on the phone with them. Their fear was that the attackers would try to get in the office from the same floor. So this is why they escaped on the roof. But nothing happened in our company. The two attackers left the building, opening fire on the police forces that were arriving rushing to the scene.
Luc Herman is director of the TV production company Première Ligne, located in the same building as the offices of Charlie Hebdo. Luc, thank you very much for speaking with us.